们各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
感谢神，今天安息生日，可以大家一起聚集来敬拜神。
And we thank the Lord that on the Sabbath day we could all come together to worship the Lord.
今天早上小弟要用主啊，我们的父，求你转回啊，做题目，跟大家来查考。
Let's use the topic of Lord our Father, please return as our mutual encouragement.
我们要来谈谈，要从先知的他的作为里面来学习，怎么样来做这个代祷的功夫。
And we need to learn from the prophets and their doings to see how we can intercede for others.
我们最近这两个月都在读以赛亚书。
And for the past 2 months, we've been reading the book of Isaiah.
因为以赛亚书有66章啊，所以我们如果每天读一章，我们要用66天来读它。
And Isaiah, there are 66 chapters in Isaiah, so if we read one chapter a day, we'll spend 66 days.
今天要来根据63章来谈谈这个主题。
And today we'd like to study the topic in chapter 63.
那我们读完了以赛亚书之后，我们从下星期三开始要读民数记。
And after we finish Isaiah, starting next Wednesday, we'll start to read Numbers.
希望我们弟兄姐妹能够跟着教会的读经进度继续的读啊，读圣经，读民数记。
And we hope that we can continue with Bible reading, weekly Bible reading, and continue to read Numbers.
那我们在聚会的时候就用民数记的信息跟大家来查考，所以我们能够接触圣经里面不一样的道理啊，在我们生活里面，我们对神的认识会更完整。
In our service, we'll begin to study the book of Numbers, and we'll be able to touch upon different teachings and complete our faith.
那我们今天来看六十三章，请翻开以赛亚书63章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 63.
以赛亚书63章
，Isaiah chapter 63，
这一章有一个很大的特色
，and there is a special characteristics of this chapter，
就是看起来是先知，他用问答的方式来祈求神，然后神也回答他
，and a prophet used a question and answer format converse with God，
他提出好多个问题
，he raised many questions，
然后最后神也都回答他。
In the end, God answered all of them.
根据这个先知他的问题，神很直截了当的跟他回答为什么，然后来说明神即将有的作为。
And according to the questions of the prophet, God explains to him why and what he will do.
那在这六十三章跟六十四章这两章里面，有一个很重要另外一个特点，就是先知他作为神跟人之间的中保，他做了一个非常完美的祷告的榜样。
And in chapter 63 and 64, the prophet as the mediator set a good example for us as through his prayer of intercession.
他面对神他的这个愤怒，他祈求神，主啊，你是我们的父，求你转回来，求你宽看我们这些不幸。
And faced with the anger of the Lord, he asked the Lord to return and to forgive our unbelief.
所以我们来从这里来学习他怎么样为百姓祷告。
And so here we could learn how he prayed for the people.
今天我们很多时候要为教会祷告，为弟兄姐妹代祷。
And oftentimes we need to pray for the church and pray for other brothers and sisters.
以赛亚先知为我们做另外一次很完美的示范。
And Prophet Isaiah gave us a perfect example.
因为一般我们在谈到祷告的这些范例的时候，很少会提到以赛亚书里面的信息。
And because when we're talking about prayer, we very rarely talk about Prophet Isaiah.
因为如果没有完整的读完整个以赛亚书，很难就当中抽一段出来讲。
And because if you don't finish the entire book of Isaiah, it's very hard to just take out a section.
那一方面也是因为我们弟兄姐妹对以赛亚书的信息比较陌生。
And on the other hand, brothers and sisters are also not too familiar with the message in Isaiah.
其实整个圣经有很多很多信息。
And there are many messages in the Bible.
是我们比较熟悉的，常常就是那么一小部分而已。
And oftentimes we're only familiar with a small part.
就好像以赛亚书，我们现在读了63章了。
And just like Isaiah, we have finished 63 chapters.
我们有没有哪些章节是比较熟悉的，我们会记住的
？Is there any verse or chapter that we are more familiar with and we remember?
通常我们都记住了一小部分而已啦。
Oftentimes we only remember a small portion.
就好像我们会记住说，哦，那个有个婴孩我们生是第九章的。
And just like we remember a child was born for us, and that is in chapter 9.
我们可能会记住一个以马内利那个应许是在第七章。
And we may remember the promise of Emmanuel in chapter 7.
我们可能会记住那个说 得救在乎归位安息，得力在乎平静安稳，那是在以赛亚书第三十章。
And we may remember in Isaiah 30 that salvation is in peace and will gain strength in, through him.
我们可能会记住哦，那个安息日的道理在第五十八章里面讲。
And we may remember the teaching of the Sabbath in chapter 58.
那其实还有很多很多信息是我们忽略的。
And there are many messages that we may have overlooked.
那像以赛亚书63章、64章这个先知的祷告就是一个非常一个很好的例子。
And just like Isaiah 63 and 64, the prayer of the prophet is a good example.
我们现在来看63章第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 63, verse 1.
这从以东的波斯拉来，穿红衣服，装扮华美，能力广大，大步行走的是谁呢
？And who is coming from Edom, from Bozrah? With his garments stained crimson, who is his robe in splendor, striding forward in greatness of his strength?
这个以东的波斯拉是以东古时候的首都。
And Bozrah in Edom is a capital in the ancient days.
那这以东是以扫的后代。
And Edom is a descendant of Esau.
那是雅各后代的兄弟。
And he is a descendant of the brothers of Jacob.
哦，所以他们其实是是有亲戚关系的。
So they are actually related.
但是以东却后来又成为这个以色列选民的仇敌。
But Edom later became the enemies of the Israelites.
那现在这里先是问了一个问题：这个从以东波斯拉来的穿红衣服的这个人，哇，又很有能力，是谁呢
？And so here the prophet asks, "Who is this coming from Edom, from Bozrah, with his garments stained crimson?"
然后神就说：“就是我。
”And God said, "It is I."
哦，我是凭公义说话，以大能施行拯救。
Is speaking righteousness and mighty to save.
好，所以现在神跟他回答。
And so here God answered him.
他穿红衣服。
And he is clothed in a garment stained crimson.
第二节说，哎，你的装扮为什么有红色
？And verse 2 asks, why are your garments red?
为什么你的衣服有像踹酒榨的呢
？And like those of one treading the wine press.
也就是这个红色的衣服很特别。
And it is that so he's saying that this red garment is very special.
好像是被什么东西沾染的，就是像那个。葡萄踹葡萄的时候被溅到了，这个衣服变红了。
And it seems like it's been stained from the wine press.
好，然后第三节神就说啊，因为我独自去踹酒榨。
In verse 3, God said, "I have trodden the wine press alone."
踹得很用力，所以这些葡萄的这个颜色都沾到他的身上来了。
And so the stain of the grapes were on his garment.
哦，那其实这个在讲。我们如果看第三节
，If we read verse 3,
我独自踹酒榨，众民中无一人与我同在。我发怒将他们踹下，我发烈怒将他们践踏，他们的血溅在我的衣服上，并且污染了我一切的衣裳。
I have trodden the winepress alone from the nation; no one was with me. I trampled them in my anger and trod them down in my wrath. The blood spattered my garment; I stained all my clothing.
那这里表示说，哎，神杀是。他是去执行一个审判的工作回来的。
And so here we see that God has just performed an act of judgment.
第四节，因为报仇之日在我心中，救赎我民之年已经来到了。
In verse 4, for the day of vengeance was in my heart, and the year of my redemption has come.
表示说，哎，神现在是去为百姓施行拯救，然后去审判仇敌，现在从那里回来。
And here, so God here is performing his salvation for the people, and he judged their enemies, and he had returned.
哦，所以神发怒去审判仇敌。
And so God was angry and went to judge the enemy.
那神他去审判是为了要拯救他的选民。
And he judged in order to save his people.
好，然后这是这第一段里面他提到两三个问题。
And here in this first section, he talked about two or three questions.
我们现在看第十，跳过去看第十一节。
Let's turn to verse 11.
第十一节说，那时他们想起古时的日子，摩西和他百姓说，将百姓和牧养他全群的人从海里领上来的是谁啊？在哪里呢？
And then the people recalled the days of old, the days of Moses and his people. Where is he who brought them through the sea?
然后将他的圣灵降在他们中间的在哪里呢？
And who is he who set his Holy Spirit among them?
哦，所以这问题是说，哎，这个神曾经施展大能拯救他的百姓从海里上来的，他现在好像不在了。
And here it says that the God who has once saved his people from the Red Sea seemingly is not there anymore.
神是会将他的圣灵降在他百姓当中的，好像也消失了。
It seems that the one who set his Holy Spirit among them has disappeared.
所以这个时候，问出了这两个问题：神在哪里呀？
And so here they ask this two question: Where is God?
好，现在看跳过去看第十三节。
Let's turn to verse 13.
带领他们经过深处，如马行走旷野。使他们不致半跌的在哪里呢？
And who led them through the depths like a horse in an open country, they did not stumble.
那这里也是一样，神是带领他的选民百姓经过旷野路的，然后很顺利能够进入他的应许美地的。那现在在哪里呢？
And here again they ask, where is the one who has led them through the desert?
所以表示神从他的作为里面隐藏去了。
And so here we can see that God has hidden from his works.
看第十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
求你从天上垂顾，从你圣洁荣耀的居所观看，你的热心和你的大能作为在哪里呢？
And look down from heaven and see from your lofty throne, holy and glorious, where are your zeal and your might? Your tenderness and compassion are withheld from us.
这里他在祈求神，神啊，你曾经是非常热心，是有大能作为的神。现在你在哪里呢？
And so here he asks, you were once zealous and mighty, and you have done great work. Where are you now?
但是他知道神是住在天上的。
But he knows that God resides in heaven.
他是在他的圣洁荣耀的居所里。
That he is in his holy palace.
可是感觉上好像神对他的百姓冷漠了，他神的作为不显现了。
It seems like God has grown cold towards his people and has withheld his work.
所以他说，神啊，你爱慕的心肠，你的怜悯向我们止住了。
And so he says that your tenderness and your compassion are withheld from us.
那这个就在说明神有一个转变。
And so here it tells us that there's a change.
好像神他现在睁眼看着百姓受苦，他好像没有什么作为。
And it seems like God is just watching his people suffer without doing much.
好，现在看第十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
主啊，你为何使我们走差离开你的道，使我们心里刚硬，不敬畏你呢？
And why, O Lord, do you make us wander from your way and harden our hearts so we do not revere you?
求你为你的仆人，为你产业支派的缘故转回来。
Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes are your inheritance.
他这里祈求说，主啊，你不要让我们走岔路。
And so here he asks the Lord, do not make us wander away from you.
为着你的百姓的缘故转回来。
And for your people, please return.
你是我们的父。
And you are our father.
你一定要再一次的回过来，回头过来照顾我们，来施行作为拯救我们。
And you need to return and to show us your work and save us.
那最后这一段，就是那个先知他的祈求。
And so this last section is the pleading of the prophet.
他说，主啊，你是我的父亲。
And he said, Lord, you are our father.
你一定要转回来。
You need to return.
那这个就变成了先知一个非常重要的祷告祈求。
So this becomes an important prayer of the prophet.
那我们从以赛亚先知他所做的这一段祷告里面，我们来学习怎么样来真的为我们弟兄姐妹、为我们的教会祷告。
And so from the prayer of prophet Isaiah, we need to learn how we should pray for the church and for our brothers and sisters.
第六十三章里面很清楚的看到有三个段落。
And in chapter 63, we can see three sections.
从第一节到第六节，这在讲神他报仇的日子来到了。
And from verse 1 to 6 talks about the vengeance of the Lord.
表示说神要审判他的仇敌，百姓的仇敌。
And that is that God will judge the enemies of the people.
那他用神去踹以东这个大酒榨，然后沾染红色衣服来说明神他是公义的神，他对人所犯的错误绝对不会视而不见的。
And from the description of God treading the winepress of Edom, it tells us that God is just, and he will judge his enemies.
而且神他是独自审判的。
And God judges alone.
就好像神他是独一的神。
And just as God is the only God.
因为在以赛亚书一直强调我们这位神是独一的。
And because in the book of Isaiah, it emphasizes that this God is one God.
除他之外没有神了。
Aside from him, there is no other God.
所以只有他能够拯救。
So only he can save.
也一样，只有他能够施行审判。
And only he can judge.
所以第一章的第六节第五节那里。
And so in chapter 63, 3:5.
第五节那里说，我仰望见无人帮助，我诧异没有人扶持，所以我自己的膀臂为我施行拯救，我的孽怒将我扶持。
I looked, but there was no one to help. I was appalled that no one gave support. So my own arm works salvation for me, and my own wrath sustained me.
其实这个在强调神是独自施行刑罚的。
But this is emphasizing that God is performing His punishment alone.
这个就是神他看到这些人这个罪恶，然后神的这些作为，好像众人也没有什么感动啊，也没有什么改变呢、啊。
And it seems that they see the works of God, but they were not moved.
啊，其实六十三章这一段在讲神的审判，在三十四章已经讲过一次的。
But the judgment of God in chapter 63 has already been mentioned in chapter 34.
所以我们有机会读圣经，如果前后读啊，我们读到后面的时候，有时候要回顾前面所读过的。
And so when we're reading the Bible, after we have read to a certain section, we need to reflect back on what we have just read.
我们现在很快的翻到三十四章。
Let's turn to quickly to chapter 34.
三十四章。
Chapter 34.
你现在看第六节。
Verse
6. 三十四章第六节，神的刀满了血，用脂油和羔羊羔公山羊的血，并公绵羊腰子的脂油滋润的。因为神在波斯拉有献祭的事，在以东地大行杀戮。
And the sword of the Lord is bathed in blood, is covered with fat, the blood of lambs and goats, fat from the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozrah, and a great slaughter in Edom.
好，然后跳过去看第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
因为神有报仇之日，为锡安的争辩有报应之年。
And for the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of retribution to uphold Zion's cause.
那这个在强调神他最后的愤怒，他施行审判。
And here it emphasizes the anger of the Lord and His judgment.
他也是用以东来做代表的。
And He also used Edom as a representative.
那这个波斯拉在这里又出现过。
And here Bozrah appears again.
那所以表示说，现在神对仇敌啊，选民的仇敌一定会施行审判。
And so this tells us that God will surely judge enemies of the people.
哦，在第六十一章那个要宣告神的仆人受膏之后，要去宣告神的拯救的信息的时候，同时也强调这是神报仇的日子。
And in chapter 61, when the it announced the day of the Lord, it also said that this is the day that the Lord will seek vengeance.
所以我们在传讲福音的时候，我们一定要同时强调神是会施行审判的神。
And so when we're preaching the gospel, we need to also emphasize that God is one who will judge.
神是慈爱又公义的。
God is compassionate and righteous.
所以今天神他绝对不会把错的当对的。
And so God will not take wrong as right.
一个人如果愿意敬畏神，
if a person is willing to fear the Lord,
他一定会想要去亲近神的慈爱。
Then he will want to draw close to the compassion of God.
但同时他也会惧怕神公义的审判。
But at the same time, he will also fear the righteous judgment of God.
所以今天我们在教会里面绝对不会一直只有强调说神是爱，神是爱。
So in our church, we will not only emphasize that God is love.
没有错，神是爱，但是同时神也是公义。
It is correct that God is love, but at the same time, He is also righteous.
因此，我们在神的爱里面绝对不能够放纵。
And so we cannot indulge ourselves in the compassion of God.
我们不能把神的恩典当作犯罪的借口。
And we cannot take the grace of the Lord as our excuse to sin.
这是为什么我们要常常谨慎自守，主耶稣说我们要警醒祷告。
And this is why the Lord tells us that we must often be cautious in prayer.
特别在这个罪恶的时代里，
especially in the sinful world.
我们知道我们的主是像慈爱的父亲。
And we know our Lord is a merciful Father.
他有永远的慈爱爱我们。
And He has His eternal love for us.
但同时不能忘记，
but at the same time we cannot forget.
神是公义的审判者。
That God is the righteous judge.
所以圣经里面在描述神的审判的时候。
And so when the Bible is describing the judgment of God,
他有时候用了一个很极端的那个描述，让我们会畏惧。
And so sometimes we use very extreme descriptions so that we would fear.
所以当我们在读圣经，有时候不了解神的整个救恩的架构的时候，我们会误解神。
And so sometimes when we're reading the Bible and we do not understand the structure of His salvation, we'll misunderstand Him.
有时候会觉得说，哦，好像神很严厉、很残酷。
And sometimes we'll think that God is very strict and violent.
不是，神其实是神是慈爱的。
But God is actually loving and compassionate.
但是神他把这些信息留下来给我们，就是要让我们了解神他的公义，我们会愿意来敬畏神。
But God has given us these messages so that we realize His righteousness and we fear Him.
因为只有当人愿意敬畏神的时候，才真的能够享受神的慈爱。
Because only when man fears God can he can they enjoy His compassion.
就是因为这样子，所以我们每一个人就会愿意，我们会甘心愿意的来约束我们的行为，为了要能够符合神对我们的要求。
And because of this, we're willing to control our behavior so that we can be in accordance with God's request.
所以如果我们有时间的话，我们可以自己仔细的去读三十四章，因为我们三十四章我们没有机会分享。
And so if we have time, we could review chapter 34 ourselves.
那我们现在看回来六十二章。
Let's turn back to chapter 62.
63章。
Chapter 63.
63章，现在从第七节开始。
And from verse 7 forward.
这是先知的祷告。
This is a prayer of the prophet.
从六十三章第七节到整个六十四章，这整段落都是在讲以赛亚先知为百姓所做的代祷。
And from chapter 7, from verse 7 to chapter 64, it talks about the a prayer of Isaiah for the people.
我们今天要向祷告，要向神祷告，一开始很重要的都是要先赞美神。
And when we pray to God, it's very important to begin with the praise to the Lord.
那这样的一个祷告的一个模式，在新约圣经也是一样的。
And this format of prayer is also the same in the New Testament.
我们现在看第七节说。
Let's read verse 7.
他说：“我要照神一切所赐给我们的，提起他的慈爱和美德，并他向以色列家所施的大恩。这恩是他照他的怜悯和丰盛的慈爱赐给他们的。”
I will tell the kindness of the Lord, the deeds of which He is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things He has done for the house of Israel, according to His compassion and many kindness.
这里在强调神是选民的拯救者。
And here it tells us that God is the savior of the people.
神他在历代以来已经显明他的慈爱跟美德了。
And God throughout history has already shown His compassion and kindness.
他施行他的大恩怜悯给他所爱的人。
And He will give His kindness and compassion to those that He loves.
第八节说
，In verse 8，
他说：“他们诚然是我的百姓，不行虚假的指明，这样我就做他们的救主。”
And He says, "Surely they are my people, sons who will not be false to me." And so He becomes their savior.
那所以当初神选召他的这些选民的时候
，And so when God chose His people,
他的目的就是说，你们这些是亚伯兰的后代，是神跟亚伯兰立约的，他一定要实行他的这个应许。
And He said that these are the people that are the descendants of Abraham, and this is the covenant that He will fulfill.
所以神按照他的旨意，把他百姓从这个奴隶做奴隶的地方把他招出来。
And so according to His promise, he called them out from the land of slavery.
然后称他们说，你们真的是我的百姓。
And He called them His people.
是不行虚假的子民，就是愿意能够敬畏神的。
And they are a people who will not be false, and they are willing to fear God.
然后我做他们的救主。
And He will become their savior.
好，那这个神这个拯救过程当中，我们看到，我们如果在读民数记，我们就看到，神这个带领百姓走旷野路的时候，整个经过。
And so if we read the book of Numbers, we could see the whole process of the Lord leading the people through the desert.
神让他们在旷野里面受苦。
And God allowed them to suffer in the desert.
因为受苦是有目的的。
Because there's a purpose to suffering.
你一个人如果受苦当中，就会警醒。
And if a person is suffering, then he will be alert.
你看我们通常人都是这样，如果在顺境当中，很容易就沉睡了，就是这灵性就打瞌睡。
And oftentimes in the times of success, we'll fall asleep.
所以通常什么时候我们的信仰会比较积极，比较好像有活力呢
？And so when will our faith be more active and seemingly more lively？
通常都是在我们碰到困难的时候。
Oftentimes is when we encounter difficulty。
很多时候是我们觉得我们自己走投无路了，我们才会回转归向神。
And some oftentimes when we're feeling hopeless, then we return to God。
那但是常常是我们在顺境的时候，其实最有时间也是最有心情来敬拜神的，反而我们人不会想。
In our times of success and prosperity, this is when we have the most time, but we will not think about this.
但是你看，所以神用苦难来磨练他的百姓。
And so God used suffering to train His people.
好，我们现在看第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
他说，他们在一切苦难当中，他也同受苦难，并且他面前的使者拯救他们，他以慈爱和怜悯救赎他们，在古时的日子，常常抱他们。
In all their distress, He too was distressed, and the angel of His presence saved them. In His love and mercy, He redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old.
这里说神跟他的选民同受苦难。
And here it says God suffered with His people.
所以其实你看神，他是非常有怜悯的。
And so here we can see God is very compassionate.
可是他又是有目的，他知道要怎么样训练他的百姓。
But He also knows how to train His people.
所以你看 他是跟百姓一起受苦。
And so here he suffers with the people.
他跟摩西一起在那个荆棘的火焰当中。
And he was with Moses in the fiery bush.
主，你看神他自己跟百姓在旷野里面过日子。
And here, and God also lived his life with the people in the desert.
那这里在第九节那里说，在古时的日子，他面前的使者拯救他们，在这个旷野苦难当中，神派使者拯救他们，好像这样讲。
And here is telling us that the angels are have saved the people while they were suffering the desert.
但其实这个使者是神他自己本身。
But in reality, this angel is God Himself.
所以这一段圣经在其实是译本里面特别强调说是神自己，而不是派使者跟百姓同行。
And so in some translation, it will emphasize that it is God Himself and not His messengers that travel with the people.
所以神用慈爱怜悯保抱他所钟爱的这些百姓，像父亲照顾婴孩一样。
And so his God's mercy and compassion is like a father taking care of his children.
真的，生命记里面在强调说，神保护他的选民，像保护他眼中的瞳人一样。
And Deuteronomy tells us that God protected his people just as he protect like he's protecting his own eyes.
那神在这个旷野里面，这个抚养他的这些百姓，就像父亲在抚养婴孩一样。
And God raised the people as a father raised his children.
那所以从第七节到第九节，这里都一直在强。先知这个我，他在强调说，他要颂赞神的慈爱跟神的美德，拯救的美德。
And so, from verse 7 to 9, the prophet is emphasizing that he will praise the salvation and the love of God.
感谢神所给我们的恩典。
And to thank God for the blessing He has given us.
所以今天我们已经得到救恩的人，我们一定不能够忘记，常常感谢神。
And so today, those of us who have already received salvation, we must not forget to give thanks to the Lord.
我们要把神所给我们这个赞美衣服常常穿在身上。
We need to often put on the garment of praise that God has given us.
神现在给我们穿上衣服的。
And God has given us a garment to wear.
我们现在看六十一章。
Let's read chapter 61.
六十一章
，chapter 61,
第三节
，verse 3。
他赐华冠给锡安悲哀的人，代替灰尘；喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们称为公义树，是神所栽的，叫他得荣耀。
And provided for those who grieve in Zion to bestow upon them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called the oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord for the display of His splendor.
我们今天在神的救恩里面的人，神都赐给我们一件赞美衣。
And those of us who are in the salvation of the Lord, who have been given a garment of praise,
他给我们倒上了这个喜乐油
，and He has poured upon us the oil of joy.
所以我们要常常的以赞美来进入神的殿里。
And so we need to often enter the tabernacle of the Lord with praise.
所以每天早上起来的时候，一定要先感谢神，赞美神。
So when we awake every morning, we need to first praise the Lord.
你看我们的祷告用哈利路亚赞美主耶稣来表达。
And in our prayer, we praise Him with Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
这是真耶稣教会里面很特殊的祷告方法。
This is a very special way of praying within the True Jesus Church.
但这个就是圣经里面讲这个神的国度里面这个城门的入口就是赞美。
But this is what the Bible is saying that the entrance to the kingdom of God is through praise.
所以，当我们越看圣经，我们会发现说，真耶稣教会里面神所启示的这个道理。真的是从圣经来的。
And so the more we read the Bible, the more we realize that the teaching of the True Jesus Church comes from God.
今天教会成为神的国度。
And today the church is becoming the nation of God.
是神的圣城。
This is the holy city of God.
是神用新名字立上来的，神起的新名字。
And this is the new name that God has given us.
那这个城是以拯救为城墙。
And this the city uses salvation as its walls.
我们现在看第六十一章的第十。八节，十八节。
Turn to chapter 61, verse 18.
十八节，六十一章，六十章十八节，对不起。
Chapter 60, verse 18.
六十章十八节说，在你地上不再听见有强暴的事，境内不再听见有荒凉毁灭的事，你必称你的墙为拯救，称你的门为赞美。
No longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruins or destruction within your borders, but you will call your wall salvation and your gates praise.
神的这个圣城呢，是以拯救为城墙，以赞美为城门呢。
And this holy city of God uses salvation as its walls and praise as its gates.
所以今天我们要进入神的国度，这个入口叫做赞美。
And so in order to enter the kingdom of God, the gates are called praise.
这是为什么在腓立比书四章第六节说，我们不要忧虑，凡事借着祷告祈求感谢，将我们所有的告诉神。
And so in Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, it says that we should not worry through a prayer and thanksgiving and praise, we should tell it to God.
我们祷告的开头就是感谢赞美神。
And the beginning of prayer begins with praising and thanking the Lord.
这就是圣经留下给我们的榜样，先知告诉我们应该要这样祷告的。
And this is the example that the Bible has given us, the example the prophet has set.
那祷向神感谢赞美之后，
And after we praise and thank the Lord,
接下来我们一定要承认我们的过犯。
And then we need to confess our sins.
因为我们人所有的义在神面前就好像是那个污秽的衣服了。
And because all of our righteousness before the Lord are like filthy garments.
其实神如果用他绝对的圣洁标准 来审判我们每一个人，
And if God uses his absolute standard to judge every one of us,
我们没有一个人能够站立得住，
then none of us will be able to stand.
我们每一个人都需要神的怜悯，
Every one of us need his mercy.
所以我们需要首先承认我们自己的过犯，
And so first we need to confess our wrongdoing.
所以祷告的时候我们一定要认罪悔改，
And so in our prayer we must repent and ask for forgiveness.
因为我们没有一个人能够完全的在神面前成为圣洁。
And because none of us can truly become holy before him.
有时候我们的嘴巴，我们的心思意念都犯错。
And so sometimes our thoughts and our mouths will commit wrongdoing.
那更不用说，有时候我们真的是做出来的。
And even more, sometimes we'll actually carry them out.
所以我们需要认罪。
So we need to repent.
现在看回来六十三章。
Let's turn back to chapter 63.
第十节。
Verse 10.
他们竟悖逆使主的圣灵担忧，他就转作他们的仇敌，亲自攻击他们。
And yet they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit, so he turned and became their enemy, and he himself fought against them.
这个是，你看神这样子慈爱怜悯，可是百姓竟然悖逆神，让神的圣灵担忧了。
And here God has shown his love and compassion, but people rebelled against him and grieved the Holy Spirit.
然后神说转过来就要攻击他们，做他们的仇敌。
And here he says that God will turn against them and become their enemy.
这个转过来做仇敌不是神就不要他们的。
And to turn and become their enemy doesn't mean that God will forsake them.
这在描述神为了要教育他的选民，他所用的手段。
And this talks about the ways that God used to teach his people.
所以你看第十一节接下去，那时候他们想起古时的日子，摩西和他百姓说，将百姓和牧养他全群的人从海里领上来的在哪里呢？
In verse 11, then his people recalled the days of old, the days of Moses and his people, where he who brought them through the sea with the shepherd of his flock, where is he who set his Holy Spirit among them?
将他的圣灵降在他们中间的在哪里呢？
And where is he who set his Holy Spirit among them?
所以其实神他是带领百姓经过红海的人。
And so God is one who has led the people through the Red Sea.
这个在以赛亚书呢一直在强调哦，神曾经施行大能的手拯救百姓过红海。
And here in Isaiah, he keeps emphasizing that God has shown his mighty works and led the people through the Red Sea.
所以提过很多次有关于这件事情。
And it talks about this event many times.
我们现在看五十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 51.
五十一章的第九节。
Chapter 51, verse 9.
第九节
51 verse 9、
哦、神的膀臂啊，你兴起兴起，以能力为衣穿上，像古时的日子上古的世代兴起一样，从前砍碎哈拉伯刺透大衣的不是你吗？
And awake, awake, clothe yourself with strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the days gone by, and as in generation of old. Was it not you who cut Rahab to pieces, who pierced that monster through?
这里讲的这个拉哈伯跟这个大鱼呢，其实都在讲预表指的埃及这个国度了。
And here, Rahab and the monster is representing Egypt.
所以是神拯救他们离开埃及的。
So it's God who has saved them and for them to leave Egypt.
第十节说
，In verse ten,
使海跟深渊的水干涸，使海的深处变成俗民经过之路的，不是你吗
？And was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep?Who made a road in the depths of the sea so that the redeemed might cross over?
是的，神他是能够施，他曾经施行拯救的恩典给百姓。
And yes, this is God who has once shown his salvation to the people.
可是现在人的悖逆得罪神，让神担忧了。
But the rebellion of the people has offended God and allowed God to worry.
那所以现在在这里，我们就看到先知他为百姓的过犯先认罪悔改。
And so here we see that the prophet first confessed the sins of the people.
因为这是过去他们祖先所犯的错误了。
Because this is what the, their ancestor have done.
啊，现在先知本身 他替百姓来认罪。
And so here, so now the prophet is confessing the sins for the people.
我们现在看回来六十四章第四节。
And let's turn to chapter 64, verse 4.
六十四章第四节。
Chapter 64, verse 4.
从古以来，人未曾听见，未曾耳闻，未曾眼见，在你以外有什么神为拯救等候他的人行事？
And since ancient times, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eyes have seen any God besides you, who acts on behalf of those who wait for him.
第六节说。
In verse 6.
我们都像是不洁净的人，所有的义都像污秽的衣服。我们像叶子渐渐枯干，我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去了。
And all of us has become like one who is unclean, and all of our righteous acts like the filthy rags. We all shriveled up like a leaf, and like the wind, our sin sweeps us away.
所以这里讲也是一样，把那个先知他承认他们所犯的过错。
And here the prophet is confessing their wrongdoings.
他用那个。他整个人是代表他整个国家百姓，跟他说：“我们其实在你面前都像穿上污秽衣服的人一样。”
And he himself represented the entire nation, say that we are like one who's wearing the filthy garment before you.
我们的罪孽好像风把我们吹去，就是罪让我们离开了神了。
And our sins sweep us away like the wind.
所以感觉上好像是神离开我们。
So it seems like that God has left us.
其实神都没有动。
But God has not moved.
是罪把我们吹走了。
But it is sin who has blown us away.
所以感觉上好像离神很远了。
So it seems like we're far away from God.
现在他现在承认这样的过错。
And so now he confessed this wrongdoing.
那当时候你看百姓他们所犯的错，他们自己知不知道？
And so at that time, do the people know that they have committed wrongdoing?
其实我们如果我们的良心是敏感的人，我们自己犯错，我们自己都知道。
If we have a sensitive conscience, then we will know when we have done something wrong.
有时候是我们自己硬着颈项不愿意承认而已。
And sometimes we'll be stiff-necked and will not admit it.
所以在以赛亚书里面，他在讲百姓他们知不知道他自己犯错啊
？And so the book of Isaiah asks, does the people know that they have committed wrongdoing?
他们很清楚。
They know very well.
这个其实我们自己也是这样子。
But in reality, we are like them.
我们看五十九章。
Let's turn to chapter 59.
五十九章。
Chapter
59, 第十二节
verse 12.
第十二节说：“我们的过犯在你面前增多，罪恶作见证告我们，过犯与我们同在。至于我们的罪孽，我们都知道。”
And for our offenses are many in your sight, and our sins testify against us. Our offenses are ever with us, and we acknowledge our iniquities.
第十三节说：“就是悖逆，不认识神，转弃不跟从我们的神，说欺压和悖逆的话。”心怀谎言，随即说出。
In verse 13, rebellion and treachery against the Lord, turning our backs on our God, fomenting oppression and revolt, uttering lies our hearts have conceived.
这里特别强调说，其实我们自己所犯的错，我们都知道的。
So here emphasizes that we know and we acknowledge our iniquities.
如果你读五十九章，你就发现哦，他把它列出那个清单呐、啊，犯哪些罪的种类、啊。
And in chapter 59, you can see that they have listed out all their wrongdoings and sins.
从他们的心里面所犯的错，到他的手，到他的脚所犯的，都列出来了。
And they have listed out everything that they have done in their hearts, in their hands, and their feet have done.
然后这些罪让我们跟神阻隔了。
And these sins have separated us from God.
让人觉得好像神的膀臂缩短了。
And it allowed people to think that the arms of the Lord has been shortened.
好像神的耳朵发沉，听不见、看不见一样。
And it seems like that the ear of the Lord has gone deaf.
其实是我们人的罪。
But it is because of our sins.
所以五十九章的第二节说：“但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。”
In verse 2 it says, "But your iniquities have separated you from God; your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear."
我们要知道，罪真的是让我们得不到平安。
And so we need to realize that sin will not allow us to have peace.
让我们看不到光明，没有盼望。
It will not allow us to see the light, and will not allow us to have hope.
所以在罪中的生活的人，最后只有是悲伤。然后是哀叹。
And so those who live in sin, in the end, they will only have a sadness.
但最后罪恶的结果必然是死亡。
And the result of sin is surely death.
但是当人愿意回头的时候，
But when people are willing to turn,
他还可以看到希望。
then they will be able to see hope.
因为这位慈爱怜悯的神，
because his loving and compassionate God,
他不愿意看到人灭亡的。
He is not willing to see people.
他希望每一个人都回头。
He wishes everyone can return.
所以你看，当一个人如果犯错以后，
so if a person has done wrong,
其实绝对不能够自暴自弃。
They cannot give up on themselves.
他反过来一定要回头归向神。
But he needs to turn back to God.
因为这是唯一一条路。
Because this is the only way.
没有归向神就没有路。
And if he does not turn back to God, then there is no other way.
最后就在黑暗当中灭亡。
Then they will be destroyed in darkness.
这是非常可怕的。
And this is very terrifying.
但是如果能够回转归向神，
But if we can turn back to God,
那个路我们就看得清楚了。
Then we'll be able to see the way.
哦，所以其实今天我们在祷告里面，如果愿意认罪，
And today in our prayer, if we're willing to confess our sins,
我们会感受到其实神他真的是有无限的怜悯跟慈爱的。
We experience that God has infinite grace and compassion.
他的目标就是要我们回头。
His purpose is for us to turn back.
那现在先知哦，他替百姓这样认罪以后啊，
And so after the prophet has confessed his sin for the people,
他现在祈求神。
Then he asked the Lord.
祈求神，你再一次的来垂顾，来看看你所爱的这些儿女们。
And he asked God to come and look at the children he once loved.
我们现在看回来以赛亚书六十三章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 63.
第十五节说。
Verse 15.
这是第三段先知的祷告。
This is the third section of the prayer of the prophet.
求你从天上垂顾。
And look down from heaven and see.
从你圣洁荣耀的居所观看我们。
And see from your lofty throne, holy and glorious.
好像神啊，你不要再对我们冷漠了。
It seems like he is saying that God, do not be cold to us anymore.
因为我们当我们愿意认罪，我们知道我们的过犯以后，
because after we have confessed our sins,
你的爱慕的心肠，你爱我们的心，一定会再一次的发动的。
Then your loving heart towards us will once again be activated.
他的当时候的心情，第十六节说。
In verse 16, it says,
亚伯拉罕虽然不认识我们，以色列也不承认我们，但你却是我们的父。主啊，你是我们的父，从万古以来，你名称为我们的救赎主。
And but you are our father through Abraham, though Abraham does not know us or Israel acknowledge us, you, O Lord, are our father, our redeemer from old is your name.
这里他，你看他的第一个先知祈求神，神啊，你一定不要离弃我们，你一定要再仔细的观看我们，侧耳听我们。
And here the prophet first asked for the Lord to look at us again and do not forsake us.
然后第二个，他祈求神为百姓的缘故一定要回转。
And secondly, he asked the Lord to turn back for the sake of the people.
你是我们的父。
You are our father.
你的名字从古以来就是称为我们的救赎主啊。
And you are the redeemer from old is your name.
所以你看，神的名字本身就是隐含着这个拯救的意思。
And we see the name of the Lord contains within it the meaning of redeemer.
你看主耶稣那个名字。
If we look at the name of
Jesus. 为什么你看神成为人来到人间呢？他说这个天使特别跟约瑟他交代说，你要把这个婴孩取名叫做耶稣啊。
And so when God came to the world, why did the angel especially tell Joseph you need to call this child Jesus?
耶稣的意思就是神是救恩呢。
And the name Jesus is that God is salvation.
神他要施行拯救。
And God will perform His salvation.
所以他的名字本身就是救赎，就是拯救。
And so His name itself is salvation.
你就是我们的父。
And you are our father.
我们现在看六十四章。
Let's turn to chapter 64.
第八节。
Verse 8.
主啊，现在你仍然是我们的父，我们是你是窑匠，我们都是你所的工作。
And yet, O Lord, you are our father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand.
第九节说，主啊，求你不要大发震怒，也不要永远纪念罪孽。求你垂顾我们，我们都是你的百姓。
In verse 9, do not be angry beyond measure, O Lord. Do not remember our sins forever. O look upon us, we pray, for we are all your people.
这就是一种在神面前谦卑的表现。
And this is an act of humility before the Lord.
他愿意承认，主啊，你是我们的父亲，我们是你的儿女，我们是你的工作。
We're willing to admit that he is our father, we are his children, and we are his work.
我们今天过犯，我们离开了你。
And today we have done wrong and we have departed from you.
但是你既然是父亲，你就愿意接纳我们。
But because you are the father, you are willing to accept us.
啊，所以他一直在强调说，求你不要一直大发震怒。
And so he kept emphasizing, do not be angry.
不要一直纪念我们的罪。
And do not remember our sins forever.
你是愿意赦免的。
You are one who is willing to forgive.
其实圣经一直在强调说，神他的发怒只是 转眼之间而已。
And the Bible often emphasizes that the anger of the Lord is only a moment. It's only in a moment.
但他的慈爱却是直到永远。
But His love is forever.
所以即使说圣经里面，我们诗歌里面也有说，一夜之间虽然有哭泣，有悲伤，但是这个隔天哦，就重见光明，就看到说，哎，神再一次的要接纳我们。
And one of our hymns of praise also says that in the night there may be sorrow and crying, but in the blink of an eye you will see the light again.
所以每天的早晨，我们就看到神的慈爱跟怜悯都是新的。
And so in every morning we will see that the love and the compassion of the Lord is new.
所以这里就是先知他祈求神。
And so here the prophet prays to the Lord.
为了百姓的缘故，你是我们的父亲，求你转回。
And for the sake of the people, you are our father. Please turn back.
你不要让我们走错路了。
Do not let us walk on the wrong way.
看回来六十三章。
Let's turn back to chapter 63.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
主啊，你为何使我们走差离开你的道，使我们的心刚硬，不敬畏你呢？求你为你仆人，为你产业支派的缘故转回来。
Why, O Lord, do you make us wander from your ways and harden our hearts so we do not receive you? Return for the sake of your servants, the tribes are your inheritance.
这里并没有在找借口说啊，神啊，这是你让我们走错路，所以我们没有错。
And here is not making excuse that God has allowed us to wander away, so we have done nothing wrong.
他这里其实在表达说，神是全能的神。
But here is actually expressing that God is the Almighty God.
神是可以保守我们不离开罪恶的啊，不离开他的正道，不会走入罪恶的。
And God is one who is able to keep us on His way and not stray to sin.
他是可以让我们的心里柔软，能够愿意接受神的道理，能够敬畏神的。
And He is one who is able to soften our hearts so that we'll be willing to receive Him.
所以他在说明说，神是全能，神是可以改变一切的。
So He's telling us that God is Almighty. He is able to change all things.
所以当我们一个人，你看我们有时候迷迷糊糊当中啊，犯错。
And so sometimes we'll see that we'll, in our carelessness, we will commit sins.
但是其实神可以让我们很警醒的。
But God can allow us to be very alert.
有时候我们一定要注意神他所对我们的提醒。
And so oftentimes we need to be mindful of the reminder of the Lord.
所以你看，如果我们常常祷告。
So if we often pray.
我们常常读圣经，跟神亲密。
And if we often read the Bible and draw close to God.
有时候神讲那个轻轻的声音呢，我们就听得到。
So then sometimes we'll hear His voice very clearly.
当我们的心里安静下来以后。
If we can quiet our hearts.
我们才有办法去反省我们自己，我们才会听到神的提醒。
And only then can we examine ourselves and hear the reminder of the Lord.
所以其实神是可以保守我们不走入歧途的。
And so God is one who is able to keep us so that we will not stray.
他可以保守我们的心，不至于刚硬，能够成为那个顽梗悖逆的百姓。
And He could keep our hearts from being hardened and becoming rebellious.
当我们的心被神保守以后，我们看到神的话语，我们就会感动。
If God is keeping our hearts, then when we see His words, we'll be moved.
所以我们弟兄姐妹，我们一定有一个安静的时间。
And so we need to have a quiet time.
在一个安静的时间里面，借着读圣经去跟神对话。
And in this time of quietness, through reading the Bible, we will converse with God.
我们会发现说，神每天都跟我们说话。
We will find that God talks to us every day.
这个轻轻的声音，我们一定要细听。
And we need to hear this voice very clearly.
那神真的就是会保守我们，他是我们的救赎主。
Then God will truly keep us, and He will be our redeemer.
这是为什么主耶稣叫我们祷告说。
And this is why the Lord asks us to pray.
你看，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil.
今天有时候神调整我们的脚步，我们就不会进入那个试探里。
And because if the Lord adjusts our footsteps, then we will not walk into temptation.
我们也会有那个智慧，知道说远离罪，要离开那个现场。
And we also have the wisdom to know that we need to depart from sin.
所以只要神愿意出手帮助我们
，So if God is willing to help us,
我们每一个人。都能够在神的圣洁里面有份，能够离开这个苦境。
Then we'll all be able to have a part in His holiness and to leave this suffering.
好，我们现在再看第十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
你的圣民不过是暂时得的产业，我们的敌人已经践踏你的圣所。
And for a little while, your people possess your holy place, but now our enemies have trampled down your sanctuary.
在强调说，神啊， 我们已经在受苦当中了。
And here emphasizes that God, we are suffering.
敌人胜过了我们。
The enemies have overcome us.
你的圣洁的居所，你的圣殿啊，现在被敌人践踏。
And your holy place, your sanctuary, are trampled by the enemy.
你难道都没有看到吗？你不顾了吗
？And do you not see this?
你不要再对我们冷漠了。
And do not be cold to us anymore.
第十九节说
，verse 8,
我们好像你未曾治理的人，又好像未曾得称为你名下的人。
We are yours from of old, but you have not ruled over them. They have not been called by your name.
他在祈求说：“神，你真的在可怜我们。
”And here is asking God for mercy.
你眼睛是很明亮的。
Yeah, your eyes see very clearly.
你的耳朵是很锐利的。
And your ears hear very very clearly.
你一定看不下去这样的悲惨的情况。
You will not be able to continue to look at the situation.
所以这里在强调说我们祈求神的那个心情。
And so here it emphasizes.Our hearts when we're asking, pleading to the Lord.
看六十四章。
Let's read chapter 64.
六十四章。
Chapter 64.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
你的圣意变为旷野。六十四章第啊、哦、不是第九，我、哦、眼睛不好。第十节。
Verse 10.
第十节说，你的圣意变为旷野，锡安变为旷野，耶路撒冷成为荒场。
And your sacred cities have become a desert, even Zion is a desert, Jerusalem a desolation.
第十一节说。我们圣洁华美的殿，就是我们列祖赞美你的所在，被火焚烧。我们所羡慕的美地，尽多荒秽。
In verse 11, our holy and glorious temple where our father praised you have been burned with fire, and all that we treasure lies in ruins.
第十二节，主啊，有这些事，你还忍得住吗？你仍然缄默，使我们深受苦难吗
？In verse 12, after all this, O Lord, will you hold yourself back? Will you keep silent, punish us beyond measure?
你看，这个就是先知他的心情。
And this is the state of mind of the prophet.
他知道神一定忍不住。
He knows that God will not be able to hold back.
神一定会再一次的发起他的热心来眷顾他的百姓。
God will once again look at the people and care for his people.
百姓可以再一次的得到神的恩典。
And the people will once again receive his blessing.
在他的慈爱里面享受成为神子民的喜乐。
And to become to once again become his people, enjoy his love.
所以。你看从 这一段信息里面我们看到先知他的祷告彰显出我们应该怎么跟神祷告我们应该 要了解神的心意
And so here from the prayer of the prophet we can see how we should pray to the Lord and how we should understand his will
我们知道以赛亚先知他是神所重用的
We know that prophet Isaiah is one who is used by the Lord.
他是在神面前的义人。
He is a righteous person before the Lord.
他的嘴被神的洁净过的。
And his mouth has been cleansed by the Lord.
所以他所传讲的信息很长很多。
And so his message are long and many.
他所为百姓所做的祷告非常的完整。
And his prayer for the people is very complete.
我们就看到说他其实在预言的将来神的救恩神的安慰。
And so he is actually prophesizing.Comfort and the salvation of God to come.
其实以赛亚书所讲的预言一一实现了。
And the prophecies in the book of Isaiah have all been fulfilled.
他讲到的预言到目前为止几乎都已经实现。
And all of the prophecies in the book of Isaiah have all been fulfilled.
他现在所讲的信息，在末日的时候要发生的事，主耶稣再来这件事情一定必然实现。
And what he talks about when the Lord comes again in the end times, it will surely be fulfilled.
所以。愿我们弟兄姐妹，我们都能够学到先知这个祷告，也能够一起来为我们的整个教会、整个弟兄姐妹一起来祷告祈求。
And so we hope that we can all learn from the prayer of the prophet and learn to pray for the church and the brothers and sisters.
让我们每一个人都能够享受神的慈爱，我们的祷告都能蒙神垂听。
So that every one of us can enjoy His love and our prayer will be heard by Him.
我们最后看一下雅各书第五章。
Lastly, turn to the book of James, chapter 5.
雅各书第五章。
James chapter 5.
第五章，请看第十六节。
James chapter 5 verse 16。
第十六节。
Verse 16。
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
我们如果能够像这里所说的，彼此认罪，互相祷告。
And here we could do what it says here, confess our sins to each other and pray for one another.
那我们的病痛，我们的缺乏就可以得医治，得满足。
Then our illness and our shortfalls will be healed.
我们会体验到神在垂听我们祷告， 他回应我们说，我就在这里。
And we will experience that God answering our prayer, that He will say, "I am here."
啊，所以愿主带领我们，让我们一起来享受神的慈爱。
And may the Lord guide us so that we may all enjoy His love.
再唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
204首。
204.